Whether or not one accepts that account of society, a presumed lack of free will greatly alters the character of any freedom that is asserted. In a materialist view, freedom means simply that the determinist forces driving the neural circuits from within, genes, brain wiring, neurotransmitters, are not opposed by determinist forces driving them from without, social isolation, religious condemnation, laws. None of these forces is subject to rationality, because rationality has no independent validity. It is merely one of the organizing illusions imposed by some neural networks on others. In an unintentionally ironic open letter to the atheist community, Tom Clark, director of the Massachusetts-based Center for Naturalism, advises that denying free will is not really an ethical problem because it increases our power of self-control and encourages science-based, effective, and progressive policies in areas such as criminal justice, social inequality, behavioral health, and the environment. Self-control? Clark does not appear to recognize that in a materialist account of the human, there is no self that controls and no self to control. As a result, his proposed science-based, effective, and progressive policies are not offered by a self to other selves, but driven by an object at other objects. An example of this problem is unintentionally provided by British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins. Arguing against the principle of retribution in the legal system, he writes, "As scientists, we believe that human brains, though they may not work in the same way as man-made computers, are as surely governed by the laws of physics. When a computer malfunctions, we do not punish it. We track down the problem and fix it, usually by replacing a damaged component either in hardware or software." Now, a good case can be made that retribution is an inadequate principle of justice. But notice that the scientific fixers of Dawkins's vision are we, but the erring fixee is it. A key consequence follows. Those who charge that materialism, naturalism, results in evil policies miss the point. It is true that the most terrible regimes of the 20th century, such as Nazism, Stalinism, and the Khmer Rouge, were materialist.